Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Microsoft will stop adding games to its Xbox backward compatibility catalog for the Xbox One to focus on its next-gen Project Scarlet console. Microsoft is committing to get every Xbox One game to run on Scarlet, plus games from Xbox's four generations total. Xbox players can now choose a gamer tag that's already in use, but it will include a hashtag and some random numbers next to their display name. Original gamer tags like Master Chief or Major Nelson will appear with no numbers next to them, solidifying them as the original owner of that tag. If an Xbox Live member changes their gamer tag, their original will still be up for grabs. U.S. Customs and Border Protection confirmed that photos of travelers and vehicles traveling in and out of the U.S. were stolen in a data breach. The photos were transferred to a subcontractor's network that wasn't following proper security protocols, where a malicious cyber attack took place, a CBP spokesperson told TechCrunch, although CBP's own networks were not compromised. The agency first learned of the breach on May 31st and says it affected fewer than 100,000 people at a single land border. According to an executive at Hanhai Precision Industry Co., a.k.a. Foxconn, the company has enough capacity to make all iPhones headed for the U.S. outside of China, if necessary, although it currently makes most of its phone in the Chinese mainland. The U.S. president has said there could be new tariffs imposed on goods made in China, which would levy a punitive tax on iPhones and other products. Hanhai says it will fully support Apple if it needs to adjust its production, and that 25% of its production is already outside China, with investments being made in India. Google's upcoming Stadia game streaming service will let publishers offer their own game subscriptions through the streaming service. Stadia exec Phil Harrison says he expects publishers to start thinking about their own subscriptions in relatively short order, and that Google will support that on its platform, and we'll see some announcements in due course around that. Harrison didn't name Electronic Arts specifically, although EA already offers EA Access, a subscription service that lets users download a selection of its games on Xbox One and soon the PS4 for a single monthly fee. EA also confirmed it will offer games through Stadia, though hasn't announced any titles just yet. GeekWire reports that Amazon will close its Amazon Restaurants food delivery service in the U.S. later this month. Amazon Restaurants launched in Seattle back in 2015, then expanded to 20 U.S. cities and also London as a perk for Prime members. Amazon is also shutting down Daily Dish on June 14th. That was a workplace lunch delivery service that launched in 2016. Intel has acquired Barefoot Networks for an undisclosed amount. Barefoot Networks makes chips that allow its customers to program whatever functionality they need onto the chipsets themselves. With the new technology, Intel adds a knowledge set around P4 programmable high-speed data paths, switch silicon development, P4 compilers, driver software, network telemetry, and computational networking. The Atari VCS Retro Console will be available for general pre-order today from Atari's site, also GameStop and Walmart, with orders from the two retailers expected to ship in March of 2020, though crowdfunding backers may get theirs as early as this December. The base VCS 400 has an AMD processor, embedded Vega graphics, and 4 gigabytes of RAM, will cost $249. A VCS 800 with 8 gigs of RAM will cost $279. The classic joystick will sell for $49, the modern gamepad for $59, and if you buy an all-inclusive 800 model with both controllers, you'll pay $389. Xiaomi announced the Mi Band 4 fitness tracker in China, which includes a color display and microphone for voice assistant functionality, with a more expensive model that includes NFC. The Mi Band 4 has the same 5 ATM water resistance rating as the Mi Band 3, so it can handle depths of 50 meters, and also now includes swim tracking with smart stroke detection. The 6-axis sensor enables motion tracking for various activities like running, walking, and bike riding, and can monitor your sleep as well. The regular Mi Band 4 will cost 169 won, that's about $25, and the NFC model will cost 229 won. Both go on sale in China next week. And finally, Opera launched a custom version of its browser dedicated to online gamers and streamers called Opera GX. The browser lets users limit access to CPU and RAM resources to ensure smoother gameplay. Opera GX also comes with Twitch integration, so users can log into their Twitch accounts from the browser's own sidebar. Opera GX is currently in early access and available for download for Windows users. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.